evening. You're listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Carnes. And the Feeling of Jazz is brought to you every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So we hope you'll stick around. We'll have a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes and be back with a second hour. Our highlight artist of the week is on session number 2 of Eddie Lockjaw Davis, a very distinctive tenor sax sound that was a master of the tenor sax and played several stints with the Count Basie Orchestra down through the years, and had his own group featuring Shirley Scott on organ. And so we're going to open it up with a Roulette album cut in December of 57, where it's a salute to Eddie Lockjaw Davis by his employer at that time, Count Basie. We have Count Basie on piano, Shirley Scott on organ, and Joe Newman is in on trumpet on some of the tracks. I don't think he's on this particular track. George DeVivia on bass. And this is a song right out of the old Count Basie songbook that the Basie band played all down through the years, called Broadway.
Ha ha ha!
That's a cut out of the Count Basie songbook, Broadway, played by the Count Basie band all down through the years. And that was our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Eddie Lockjaw Davis there, along with some fine solo work by Joe Newman on trumpet. And Count Basie was there. His employer was right there on piano. Shirley Scott contributed an organ solo, Broadway. Okay, so now what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, I've always said that there's rarely a bad time for humor. And so in that respect, I thought it would be a good time to hear from Slim Gaylord. This is from a CD on the Classic Records label out of France, entitled Slim Gaylord 1945 Volume 2. It features Slim on guitar, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Bam Brown on bass, and Zuddy Singleton on drums. This is a tune written by Slim, and the liner notes tell us that the focus here is on Slim as he uses the back of his hand to play his guitar. So I guess we're going to miss out on that feature. But it's still good to hear from Slim, since most of us at this point in time have our thoughts on various forms of health and disease. Let's listen to Slim's tune, Penicillin Boogie. That was the Penicillin Boogie, featuring Slim Gaylord on guitar, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Bam Brown on bass, and Zuddy Singleton on drums. That was from Slim's CD entitled Slim Gaylord 1945 Volume 2 on the Classic Records label out of France, released in 1996.
Continue our salute to our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Eddie Lockjaw Davis. We're going to do something from his prestige album, the Eddie Lockjaw Davis Cookbook, with Shirley Scott and Jerome Richardson, cut on a prestige label in June of 1958. And they're ably supported by George DeVivier on bass and Arthur Edgehill on drums. And this is a little thing put together by Lockjaw called The Chef. Thank you. Swinger called A Chef, written by our highlight artist of the week, A. Lockjaw Davis, on a Prestige album cut in 1958. And along with Lockjaw, you heard the fine solo work there by Shirley Scott on organ and the excellent flute work of Jerome Richardson, The Chef. Okay, Al, what's up next on the agenda?
Next we'll hear from Dexter Gordon. It's from his CD entitled Getting Around. And it features Dexter on tenor sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. It's a tune written by Al Hoffman and John Klenner entitled Heartaches. Thank you. Heartaches, featuring Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass and Billy Higgins on drums. That was from Dexter's CD entitled Getting Around, released on the Blue Note label in 1987, and was originally released on LP in 1965.
Next, we've got Lockjaw Davis in the Prestige Studio in December of 1958 with the same personnel as we recited when he played the chef on Lockjaw Davis's Cookbook Volume 1. This is Cookbook Volume number 3. And again, Shirley Scott on organ and Jerome Richardson on flute. And of course, our highlight artist, Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, cut in December of 58. And this is a great old ballad written by Sam Coslow called My Old Flame. Thank you. The beautiful ballad artistry of our highlight artist of the week, tenor saxman Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Great old standard, great old ballad, My Old Flame, written by Sam Coslow from Lockjaw's album, Lockjaw Davis Cookbook Volume 3 on the Prestige label. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we hear from Thelonious Monk. This is from his Columbia LP entitled Underground, and it features Monk on piano, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Larry Gales on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. This tune was written by A.R. Jones as a popular tune. It was first recorded by the Jimmy Lunsford Band, after which it soon became a jazz standard. It's entitled Easy Street. And that was Easy Street from a group led by Thelonious Monk, featuring Monk on piano, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Larry Gales on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. That was from Monk's LP entitled Underground, released by Columbia Records in 1968.
Next we find our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Lockjaw Davis, in the RCA studio in 1956. And they opened up the pocketbook and expanded the budget for Lockjaw and put a big band behind him. And they released this album called Lock the Fox, and plays one of my favorite compositions by Bronislaw Kaper, which was the theme for the movie Green Dolphin Street, which was featured Van Heflin and Lana Turner back in the late 40s. And that was the theme song for that movie, and went on to be a great favorite by the various jazz artists down through the years. So let's listen to Bronislaw Kaper's Green Dolphin Street by Lockjaw Davis. Broadway version of Bronislaw Capers' composition, Green Dolphin Street, and you also heard, besides Lockjaw Davis, on tenor sax, fine guitar work by Les Spann and Ross Tompkins on piano.
Well, I thought this would be a good time to hear from the Oscar Peterson Trio. This is the classic trio that stayed together, toured together for 5 years from 1953 to 1958. And this particular track comes from an ARS recording, ARS being a subscription label. And the trio consisted of Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown on bass. And they're going to do a tune written by Con Conrad and Herb Magnuson entitled The Continental. And that was The Continental, featuring the Oscar Peterson Trio, Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown on bass. That was from an ARS LP released by the American Recording Society in 1956, entitled An Oscar for Peterson.
For the better part of the past hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM, and I hope you enjoyed the modern mainstream sounds. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about a five-minute break, and we'll be back for a second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, so hope you'll stick around. We're going to close it out with our featured artist, Lockjaw Davis, from his prestige album, Smokin', doing Blue Lou. Thank you.